see later on, because everybody sharpened their own when it got dull, you know. And you had your files, and then your a wooden hammer. It was more like the judges used to do when they were in the court, you know.
Yeah.
One like that, it was just a little bit bigger. With a short handle on there, they would use that for everything, almost clog the boots, put a plug in the system. The wooden hammers were used.
Yeah.
You didn't have iron hammers like you have to do.
Okay. And to carry around heavy objects, you'd have a wheel on it, you know?
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Big too, but the wheelbarrow was made out of wood, made your own.
Yeah.
And they were lucky they had a wheel made out of solid iron with spokes, you would say, on it, you know.
Yeah.
They'd get one wheel, and then they'd make their own box to carry, like a wheelbarrow they should do, making their way. And they would fit the side would be made out of a board, it would fit into a little, it'd slip in there and fit exactly right. I mean, if you had to take out, just pull it out and turn it over. You know, it would fit. They're all made for.
Yeah.
It would fit right in there. Like one board fits between two other little pieces of board in the middle. Like, I don't know if you ever seen what they trap rabbits with, a rabbit cage. I'll show you one in the back. Got a lot of those stuff back here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in those days, you set traps for rabbits. Because the rabbits would come in here and bean feed, and eat the bean. And then you catch the rabbit to eat the rabbit, you know. And you'd make a trap. It's a box with a gate that goes up down there, and you put a piece of something for the rabbit to eat inside the cage. And when he goes inside the cage, he hits that stick, and the door falls behind him. You got yourself a rabbit. And the day you cook that. I got one back here, sure.
Okay. Now, about a wagon, you had, let's see, the piece that ran between the two horses was... You see the long piece that would run down between the two horses?
We had two pieces, one on each side, and the horse was back in the middle of it.
Okay.
We didn't have them one and a horse on each side.
Okay.
You had the one that you backed the horse between them, and then you had the collar that fits on each back, but you had a chain from one side to the other. The chain would fit into that. It was a wooden thing made for, it would go in the back of the horse, and it had a gully like in it. The chain would fit on top of that and hook on the other side. And then, of course, on his chest, you had the collar. I'm sure you've seen them. They had a collar, and then this would strap onto the collar. It would go to the horse's chest. When he'd go forward, you know, it would give him power to pull, or vice versa. When he didn't want him to back up, it would give him power to back up.
When you want him to go back? Huh?
Back or forward, whichever way you want the horse to go.
What about, now, the wheel? There was the wooden part, and then
You had the spokes made out of wood too. That was also made out of wood.
They fit into the wood?
They fit into the wood perfect. They were made to fit into that. And in the middle of the wheel, you had like of a drum. Something like a little wooden drum. That's where you grease it. That's where the axle was, in other words. You could keep greasing all the time. So it would roll good, just like you do to the own bearings, or, you know, like you do in an automobile.
Could you have a paddle? Usually you end up getting your hands off.
Oh, yeah. Either that or a little wooden paddle, like something like a little fly swatter like this. And it was made out of wood, and you had that. It would make it, the cup grease, you know, black, anything that would make it roll good.
Yeah, usually you end up getting your hands off.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times your hand was the tool, you know. You can't then get it by hand. There was no tool for everything that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's such a thing as that. My grandmother grew right here, 98 years old. She died when she was 99. She lived right in this spot, right here. That's where she born and raised, right here. Right in what my yard is now, because I inherited the property from her. She owned all this, from one underground all came across, all this. It's a subdivision now, because it was subdivided and sold lots.
You know, funny thing, but you don't think, old people don't think, they don't think of holding on to land like that, do they?
Well, most of the time, like you see, in this particular, my brothers and sisters all live here. My sister lives here, my brother lives right here, I live here, my nephews live there. The family, when you got to old enough to